Hi. Welcome to Bougie Best Friend Podcast. I am so happy you're here. Happy 2024. This is our first episode. I am excited. I'm also very tired because my Christmas was... It was not good. It was not good. I was... I had a stomach bug, so I was pretty much in bed the whole day. And Christmas is my favorite holiday, and I was looking forward to this for a very long time. I'm going to save that for another episode. And I'm just going to tell you all about my Christmas experience, even though I should probably record this now since Christmas is already, you know, moving. But my Christmas was definitely not something I was anticipating, and that inspired me to create a full-on episode about when things don't go according to plan. But that's not this episode today. Today we're going to be answering what will Coco do questions, because it is Friday. I mean, I'm recording this on a Friday. I like answering questions from my bougie besties. I think I've been doing this for the past 2.5, almost 3 years. I answered thousands and thousands of questions. I'm putting my answers in my highlights on Instagram so you can go through them whenever you're feeling like you need a little Coco wisdom. I almost said wisdom. That's the Croatian coming out. But I want to start this by reading top 10 what will Coco do questions, like questions that I get asked over and over again. Question number one is, how do I make him like me? I think I actually need to devote a whole episode answering top 10 what will Coco do questions, but let me just read the questions for you right now. He seemed very into me and then stopped. He wants to take things slow. What to do after a bad breakup? He broke up with me. He has a new girlfriend, but keeps on reaching out. He wants to stay friends after we broke up. ? How soon is too soon into dating to ask a guy what he's looking for? Another question that comes very often is, I had sex too soon. He lost interest. Is it my fault for giving out too early? When we meet, everything is great, but other days he's barely texting. And 10th question is, he asked me on a date a few days ago. He has not confirmed. Should I text him to confirm? Answer these in another episode because I want to see fresh questions today. So let's see if my bougie besties asked one of these questions. I also have to say, I was about to make myself a little coffee, like set the mood, but unfortunately I bought this milk. So I'm trying to be like super healthy. You guys know that. I'm always talking about my habits and me trying to be the best version of myself. And I'm also trying to inspire you to be the best version of yourselves. But this is what happened to me. I love oat milk. Like, that's my favorite milk. I drink it with my coffee. Oat milk is my vibe. And I was reading, actually, I'm not going to lie, I was going through TikTok looking up oat milk. And there was this brand that is apparently the best brand, has the cleanest oat milk. I think it's called Malk. And that's like the best one. That's the one you should get. I used to buy Oatly, and what's the other one? There's another one that has yogurts also. What is it? Is it Chobani? I think it might be Chobani. So always going crazy whenever I'm recording a podcast. So anyway, my milk. So I bought this Malk milk, and I mean, I'm sure it's so healthy, but it tastes so bad with my coffee. Today, when I made my coffee, I was like, I don't know. Like, should I continue drinking canola oil in my coffee with Oatly, or I should just move on to this milk? Because I don't know. It just like ruined my coffee. I did not enjoy it. I'm looking forward to my first sip of coffee every single day. And I like it with milk, and I will not stop drinking milk. But today, it just tastes horrible. So I don't have a coffee on me right now, even though it is already kind of, it's 5 p.m. I probably shouldn't drink it anyway, but I like coffee. I'm European. Like, we drink coffee all the time. Oh, by the way, for all of you who want to watch my beautiful face, you can watch everything on YouTube, and Spotify also has a video version, so you can check it out. And that's all I wanted to say because I did my hair and makeup for this recording. I just need to share another thing that happened to me. My dog, Rocky, shout out to Rocky Crazy. He's going through a phase right now. He's very devious. I don't know. I think he finally became aware that he is, like, you know, He's growing up. He's 8 months now, and he's just becoming a little rascal. And the other day, he chewed through my comforter in my room, I mean, bedroom. So now everything is linty because I think the comforter is like with feathers or something. So my entire bedroom is full of feathers and lint, and it's all over my pants right now. I'm wearing black pants, and it's okay. Enough about Rocky and me. Now he's eating my pants. Working from home with a puppy is really difficult. I think it's time to answer these questions. What to do if you like your boss? He's single and my age. I have to say that office romances are not smart. I hooked up with my bosses in the past, not the move, because, okay, actually, I'm just gonna answer the question to this girl who asked me. I think that it's not really smart to hook up with your boss because it can only create issues down the line. I'm actually recording a podcast episode, so I'm gonna go more in depth of why I think you should not hook up with him, but long story short, don't do it. I'm just gonna go through the potential outcomes. So let's say you hook up with your boss and you guys fall in love and you get married and life is wonderful. That's option number one. Okay. Then there's a chance that you hook up with him and he turns out being a total crazy psycho because somebody can be a great friend, can be a great boss, they can be a great colleague, but they can be a horrible boyfriend or a horrible guy you're starting to hook up with. And then coming to work every single day is gonna be a nightmare for you. Or maybe, it's gonna be one-sided. You're gonna like him more, or he's gonna like you more. And then it's just gonna be so awkward seeing that person every day at work. Or let's say that you do start dating him and life becomes, lovely. You get into a relationship, and then a few months later, you just realize you guys are not really meshing well. Are you gonna continue working for him? I just think hooking up with your boss sounds exciting, and it's like turning you on because it's something forbidden and something you shouldn't be doing. But in the long run, I don't think it's worth it. This is an interesting question. Your significant other buys you lingerie for Christmas. That's a gift for them, not for me. How to tell them? I don't understand. I'll just start answering. I don't think you should be withholding your true opinion with your man and just be very direct. Okay, this is how I would do it. I would say, wow, thank you for this beautiful gift. I really, it makes me excited that you are excited about lingerie, but honey, this is a gift for you, not for me. And I do definitely appreciate it, but can we also, can you also buy something that I would really enjoy? Something like that. Struggling about accepting his past intimacy with other women. I never understood that. I never understood why somebody is thinking about somebody's past. I swear to God, I don't know anything about my boyfriend's past in that way. Like, I know he had a relationship, but I don't even know her name. I never cared to ask. We never talked about like body count. We never talk about stuff I don't know. I don't care about his past. I told him things about my past that he needs to know. In a way, like if I'm triggered about certain things, so he can understand me better. Okay, where were we? I just got a delivery, so Rocky went a little crazy. Okay, I'm just gonna answer her question. I think it's not his past intimacy with other women. You have some kind of insecurities. I don't know you, and I don't know what those insecurities are, but I mean, is it with this guy specifically? If that's the case, then maybe he did something to make you feel insecure. But if you are feeling insecure in general about guys and their past, that's an issue that you need to work on internally. I didn't really want to say that it's an issue, but I mean, okay, this is an interesting. His friend's ex-girlfriend talks to him every day after hard breakup to seek comfort. They were never close friends. That's a funny one. I applaud this man for being a good person and for trying to help somebody with a broken heart, but he needs to have some boundaries and he needs to tell her that, you know, he is not gonna be her shoulder to cry on, because this is like, she just needs someone and he is willing to be there. And I don't know if he's doing this as from the goodness of his heart, but I don't think that's necessary. And I don't think, I don't like this at all for you. I think you need to tell him that he needs to stop this conversation, because she's so sad and she's so desperate right now. She's going to talk to anyone who's willing to listen. Ghosted 1 week already by long-term boyfriend. He moved away, plus he doesn't pick up. So hurt. This really blows my mind. I've seen stories like this on TikTok, that somebody just ghosts somebody after being together for like 7-8 years. And it just blows my mind that people do that, that people just disappear. It makes no sense to me. I remember seeing this one story. This girl and guy was like, they were together for so long, 7-8 years. And he moved to Russia to play some kind of sport. Everything was great. Then he came back to, I guess, US, and he just never called her ever again. Like, sent her 2 texts. And after 3 months, she saw that he's engaged with another girl. Like, what the fuck? Who does that? Okay, so let's go back to this girl. So she said that she got ghosted 1 week already by her long-term boyfriend. He moved away. He doesn't pick up. So hurt. Oh, God. I feel so sad. I really feel bad for this, what happened to you. This is horrible. I don't even understand people who do that. He has, like, issues. Like, definitely he's crazy. Like, nobody in their right mind does stuff like that. And I think you're going to have to go through a lot of healing right now on your own. And I know you need closure, and he's not giving you any closure. And that's so fucking shitty of him. And I mean, you can talk to his friends. You can talk to his close people, just like to try to understand what happened a little bit, because I know I would want to know. But no matter what he tells you, it's not going to help. So I just think you need to focus on your healing right now, because it's gonna take a while. This is a disaster. Like, I don't understand how people can actually do that. Like, you're with somebody for so long. I mean, I don't know how long they were together, but it's just bananas. Okay. We had one date, never called back, now stalks my social media for weeks. Block. I think you should definitely block him. To just like cut it off. He has no intention to seeing you again. I mean, maybe he does, but like, is this the way to do it? Like, so pathetic. I think you should just block him and move on with your life and just recognize that some guys are just idiots. I'm saying he's an idiot because he's like stalking you right now. He's literally stalking you and he didn't call you back. So like, what's wrong with you? Yeah, I got a lot of questions today. That's nice. I missed what will Coco do? Look at this. Oh, God, this makes me so mad. I have anxiety and going to therapy. My boyfriend calls me crazy when he is mad. Your boyfriend is doing something that nobody should be doing in a relationship, and that is use something against you that you told somebody in confidence. Because you don't have to tell him that you have anxiety and that you're going to therapy. Like, you're trying to open up to him and you're sharing your deep insecurities, and then he uses it against you in a fight. That's just very immature behavior. I think this is something you should definitely talk to your therapist about. And I just don't like this for you. You're trying to improve yourself and overcome your issues, and then just like kicks you below the belt. Not cool, bro. That's horrible when people do that. And when people, I don't know. I just don't, that's fucking, it's like, no, I can't even give examples. This is just really bad. Okay, let's stay with the relationship topic because there's a lot of beauty questions too. Would you stay with a man who can tell you I love you but is good in everything else? I wouldn't, because I need verbal, my, okay, this made no sense. Let me do this again. Personally, no, because words of affirmation are pretty important to me. Like, I want to hear it. Like, how hard, if you are so, like, if you're great and everything else and you love someone and you just can't say the words I love you, that's either you have issues that you need to work on, not you, your man, or you just don't feel it. So that's like, either he has an issue expressing himself and he's maybe has some kind of trauma from his past. I wouldn't want that. No. And I think you deserve somebody who is going to tell you he loves you and like scream it from the fucking balcony. I do think that. Romeo and Juliet, like, look at this. Men nowadays, you know, men nowadays want to be treated like women. They want to be taken care of. They want to get flowers sometimes too. Men used to go to war. Men used to fight battles for women. Men just used to be like so much more masculine. And I don't know what happened with this generation. I mean, not this generation. I just don't know what happened with men, because they used to be like manly men. And now they want to be taken care of. And now they want to be a woman. I saw this video recently on TikTok of this guy who was complaining about a girl. Okay, this was the video. He was saying how he has been dating this girl for like 5-6 months and she was coming over and he told her to bring him some food. And then she said, I'm going to bring you food if you pay for it. Like, and he then was like, oh, okay. Like, he was so pissed off, so taken aback by that he went to Instagram and he recorded a story about that, which tells me that this relationship was not serious at all, because if they were serious and people knew about them, he wouldn't like go to his Instagram and embarrass his girlfriend like that in front of everyone. So he was like sleeping with this girl for like maybe a few months, and thank God she did not bring him food. Because first of all, homie, or I'm sorry, miss, you can just order Uber Eats, do something, like order a meal. He said in the video that he felt like he didn't want to like leave the house, so he just wanted her to bring something. No, you just wanted her to buy you food. That's literally what you wanted. And then he was like, well, I can do this for you, I can do that for you. Like, women are so ungrateful nowadays. You just want to be taken care of. Like, just admit it. Like, I want somebody to just like, you know, take care of me. Oh, I can't even go anymore about this. It's just pathetic. It's just pathetic that men today, I don't know why I'm going on a tangent right now, but I just like, blows my mind. Do high class girlies date men that occasionally smoke weed or do shrooms, or is that always a red flag? Everything is obviously a personal preference. I have no problem with people that consume weed or shrooms if it's in moderation. Like, moderation, like, yeah, you can smoke if you okay, I'm not gonna record. I'm just gonna say something else for the internet, but for my bougie besties podcasters, I mean, this is also gonna be on the internet, but I'm just gonna say something else for Instagram. I personally do not see a problem with that. I do see a problem if that's like their main thing, like they wake up and they need to pop something, they, you know, like they can't survive without it if they're addicts. But if they do it sometimes, like for me, weed is the same as alcohol. Actually, it's healthier as far as I know. And shrooms, I'm not a big fan of that because it's just like La La Land. But I know some people like are saying microdosing is great. I don't know. I don't know why I'm giving you all this feedback about drugs. But I think that it's a personal preference. I don't see a problem with that. I'm going to put a little poll and then let's see what my bougie besties think. I really wonder. Now I'm having fun. You know, it took me so long to set up my equipment today, and I had a little mental breakdown in earlier in the morning. I have them sometimes, you know, sometimes just like I feel like the weight of the world is on my shoulders and I need to handle everything for everyone. And I love answering these questions, don't get me wrong, but like also constantly listening about people's problems. It's like, who's gonna ask me, you know? That was a very honest moment. Every time I do a solo, I get open and honest. That's so difficult for me that I'm trying to be so mysterious. Okay. This is interesting. Best way to learn cultural differences when dating. Boyfriend is Polish and can across and can oops. Boyfriend is Polish and can come across harsh at times. I can definitely relate to that because I am the harsh one. I think sometimes Europeans just have a way of like saying something very directly, and we take things also very directly. Like, if you say something, like, you know what's funny? What my boyfriend and I always get into, like, a discussion, not a discussion, but he asks me, like, are you excited? I'm like, no, why would I? Like, today I was at the gym and he was like, how was your workout? And I was like, it was fine. I was like, fine. Like, yeah, like I don't understand. I think that it was fine. Like, it wasn't fucking amazing. But I think I'm not answering this girl's question. Like, I'm sorry. This is so funny. I'm just so confused right now. I can totally relate to this because I am like your boyfriend. Europeans are very direct, like very straightforward. I remember the first time I moved to America. I was at a grocery store and somebody was like, hey, how are you? And I was like, I'm fine. Why? Like, I was so confused because we just take everything. Like, it's a different mentality. I think that you need to visit Poland and you need to meet his Polish friends and you need to make, like, you both need to make effort to understand each other. Like, he needs to tell you the things that he says, but maybe he doesn't mean it in a bad way. Like, even today, my boyfriend asked me, like, how was my workout? And I was like, it was fine. And he's like, fine? Did something happen? I'm like, no, we just have a different way of expressing ourselves, Europeans. This guy I'm dating calls me a brown girl and thinks it's funny. I like sweet names. Wow. Next time it happens, or hopefully it won't, but next time it happens, just tell him, hey, I don't like that nickname. No explanation needed. Like, just tell him I don't want you to call me a brown girl again. It's just not needed. Just not cute. So funny. Also, this is so not related to this question, but I'm just looking at it here on my desk. I was going to CVS to buy eye drops. I swear by these eye drops. Like, these eye drops are something that I'm so grateful for. Lumify. This is not an ad, even though I would love it to be. Lumify has the best eye drops, and my eyes are always so red and sensitive, and like my eyes just hurt. And I bought these eye drops, and Wesley told me to buy him a Celsius. And I was just like a bit surprised because we're not really a Celsius type of gang. Like, we drink it sometimes, but not really ever. I don't know when was the last time I drank a Celsius on like a regular day. But anyway, I bought him the Celsius. He had a few sips. I don't even know what you know what I think I think he was like talking to a friend about Celsius, and maybe they were like, maybe a friend sent him a photo and then maybe he wanted to take a photo. I think maybe that was it. I'm gonna ask him. But I anyway, he had a few sips of the Celsius and he's like, you can take it. And I was like, I don't want it. And then after my coffee fiasco that I told you about, I have been drinking Celsius today because I don't know. I have no reason why I'm doing it, but this is like a drug. You know that girl that asked me about shrooms and weed? She should ask me if a guy's drinking Celsius every day. Okay, you know what else? I just need to say this. I decided this now, but like, let's see if this is gonna continue. That I'm gonna have mostly solo episodes because I feel like my podcast became so serious. Like, I had all these experts on constantly, and I love talking to them, and I won't like stop interviewing them because I love talking to them. But it just became too serious. Like, every episode was it did not feel relaxing. Like I wasn't really talking shit, and I love talking shit. Like I love sometimes just, be funny, and I don't know. I'm sharing this because I just decided I'm gonna relax more. I'm gonna relax more on this podcast. I'm gonna just like, I'm not gonna try to pretend. I mean, I wasn't pretending ever. Like, I'm not really the type of person that's pretending, but I just think that I'm gonna be more relaxed. That is the point. More relaxed on the internet. And yeah. See, another question, top 10. If he's not confirming the time to meet, does that mean he's not interested? Okay, well, I mean, it definitely doesn't sound like he is excited about it, because usually, if somebody is excited about something, they would make sure to confirm, if he's a man, if he's in his masculine energy, it would be nice that he confirms. So, yeah, I don't like this. Like, I think that you should be treated better. Honestly, sometimes I'm trying to find an explanation, or I'm trying to. I just realized I've been staring at myself the whole time instead of the camera because I have a little screen there. Anyway, sometimes I'm just trying to be too, even when I'm answering the questions, like I'm trying to be too, like, sometimes I feel like I'm being politically correct when I don't have to be. I would just be like, yo, if he doesn't confirm, you're not going. Like, I should have just said that. I'm gonna say that in another question. After how long of dating someone should I tell them I'm divorced? I don't think that's a big, like, I don't know. That's not such a big issue, I think. I think you can. Is it though for men? I don't know. Like, I don't think that's a big issue. Like, if there were kids involved and stuff, if he's going through divorce, right? I mean, you. Like, if divorce is only an issue in my book, if it's currently happening, or if it's like fresh, or if it was like a drama situation, you should be aware of it. So I think you can just like casually, maybe, okay, this is what you can do. You can tell him to talk to you about his most impactful relationships. You can tell him, like, you don't have to go into much detail. Like, I just want to learn something about you. And, like, what did you learn from that experience? And then you can, like, casually slide. I mean, casually. It is like, it's not a problem that you are divorced. You can just mention, I was married and this is what happened. But, like, I went so in depth with this answer. I don't know why. Moving on. Yo, this Celsius is delicious. I'm finished. Oh, I think I posted this. I wanted to put a little poll and I didn't. It's okay. He ghosts you, comes back and apologizes and says he felt we were moving too fast. This man is showing you that he does not know how to communicate. He's showing you that he's willing to escape when things get uncomfortable because he obviously felt uncomfortable. I just don't like that. I forgot to add, I think he was probably hooking up with somebody else in the meantime, and then he gave that a shot. I love this question. So many nice questions today. It makes me so happy. Like, sometimes I feel like, oh, is anybody gonna ask a question? Okay, what? He gave me cubic zirconia for Christmas, and he makes good money. My ex and I broke up recently and I want to move on, but he's in my class and it's really hard. Tips, please. You see, this is why you don't date somebody that's like that you work with, for example. Like, okay, they are in school, obviously, but like if you work with somebody, like you are choosing to, I mean, you probably didn't think they're gonna break up. Tips, please. I don't really have any tips. I mean, I'll just tell her that. I don't have many tips because this is a really bad situation for you. And this also kind of reminds me of that question. Should you date somebody you work with? I just always think there's a risk when you date somebody who you have to see every day, like dating your neighbor, dating somebody you go to class with. There's always a chance you're going to break up. And then like you're willingly getting into that risk. So I think that you should just, I mean, treat this as a regular breakup and just try to, like, if you can change some classes or something, I don't know how it works wherever your school is, or like, I just think it's gonna suck for a bit and you just have to work on your healing. Like, don't go around him, don't go to after parties or anything, like, not after parties, like after school. Just like try to avoid him as much as you can, my opinion. I really don't know what to tell her. Like, I really don't know. My wardrobe needs an overhaul, but I have bills and mortgage stressing me out. I guess that means that she needs to buy new clothes. Okay, well, let's start with, can you sell something? Can you sell something to make money on Poshmark? Maybe on, I don't know, Facebook groups or something, or OfferUp and all these apps where you can sell items. So that's what you need to do. Like, you need to sell that, like sell things, like make more money. Don't spend money on your clothing if you have mortgage and bills and like you can't like pay electricity. If you don't have electricity, it doesn't matter what you're wearing. I mean, it does. I'm just trying to be funny, you know, put some humor in the situation. But I think just start selling things or pick up some kind of like side hustle where you can make some money, and that's it. Okay, what will Coco do to meet quality men in real life this year? I think that you can meet somebody anywhere. I met my boyfriend at a warehouse 3 weeks after I moved to Miami. And like I never went to a warehouse with a it was a warehouse party with like hopes that I'm gonna meet someone. It just happened. I think you can meet high quality people every single day around you. You just have to open your eyes and you have to create conversation with people. Don't like always be staring at your phone. Don't always be standing in the corner. Make eye contact with strangers. Go to do things that you would want to do with your partner. Like, if you wanna, I don't know, pick up a golf, go to the golf course and chill there, and I'm sure you're gonna meet somebody. If that's like, you need to have something in common. I just realized I'm so hungry. Okay, listen to this question. A friend openly says she's jealous of me and that's very difficult for her. She made a big deal that I got engaged, even though I said years back I wouldn't like to get engaged. She had a toxic boyfriend for 11 years and she was happy. And she was saying that before and she was finally happy. Okay. Why are you keeping this negative girl in your life? I literally posted about this last week on my podcast. Like, just cut off. Just get rid of these toxic people from your life. Like, they're just dragging you down. They will never add value to your life because the good is outshine with the bad. Like, if she continued the question saying that this girl just got engaged and this her friend was not happy about that. And I'm like, just why do you need people like that in your life? Like, are you gonna make her your bridesmaids or something? Like, I think you should just cut this friendship out, downgrade, like stop spending time with her. You and your bestie want to live together, but her boyfriend, she doesn't live with the boyfriend, he said no to the idea. Oh, he said no. Oh, excuse me, he said no. Is he paying her rent? Is what is he? What is he? Is he planning to move in with her? If so, great. But I don't, are they moved in? Are they planning? Or he's just saying that to control her. Maybe he doesn't like you. Maybe he thinks that if she's hanging out with you and you're single, I guess you are single because you would mention if you weren't. I think he maybe just doesn't like that she's so close to somebody else. Interesting. Partner for 3 months invited me to New Year's Eve, then asked to transfer the price for the ticket. This grosses me out. I would probably, no joke, I would probably break up with somebody if they did that because like 3 months in, you are asking me to pay for a ticket for New Year's Eve. What, how can it can be like what, $200? How cheap is he? Ugh. Ex-fiance, happy new year. Reach his way back. I don't understand the question. I don't understand the question, but I don't think you should get back with him. Because exes are experiences and examples you shouldn't repeat. Oh my God, look at this question. My friend ended up talking to my ex, and it can be hard to see them every day. Love you and thanks. What? Her friend is dating her ex now? She disgusts me. And I think you should cut off all ties with them. They are not your people. She is not a friend. She is not a loyal friend at all. This is rule number one of girl code. Okay. I think she needs to be booted off your island. Gross. I never understood people who do, like, how can you are just not a friend. No, you're not. Like, you're not a friend. Horrible. This is rule number one of girl code. Ugh. He got me a Heat jersey for Christmas, but I don't like basketball. We watch together basketball because he likes basketball. Oh, I don't like this at all for you. I mean, what if you bought him like a Barbie t-shirt because you like the movie? Come on, man. I think you should just tell him, like, this is not, you know, I appreciate it, but, like, do you really think I put that on my Christmas list? Yeah, you can say that. I think that would be cute. You can just be like, do you think I really put that on my Christmas list, Santa baby? No. Men are so ridiculous sometimes. Says he really likes me, but says can't commit anytime soon because his ex really messed him up. This man is telling you that he does not want to be in a relationship with you and you should just listen. And he doesn't want to commit. Because he doesn't want to commit. His reasons, like, we're all messed up in one way or the other. Like, I'm not buying it. I answered like 25 questions. I think we can go to like 30. Oh, so many good questions. Oh my God. Saw OnlyFans in email search history, but no emails or active account. He said it was to delete old emails. I'm confused with his reasoning. I just know that this man had an OnlyFans at some point. Or it's just like, why would you search for something you don't have? Like, I don't go to my computer and search, like, you know, car shop or something because I don't drive, you know. This is not a good example. But, like, I wouldn't look for something that I don't have any interest in my search. Car shop. Where did that come from? I like this question. Do you think I should try to be mysterious on first dates? I naturally talk a lot. I think I really don't like people in general who talk a lot. I really like read the room. You know, if somebody wants to have, you know, if somebody just wants to listen to you speak, maybe you should have a podcast. I don't know why I'm being so mean right now, but I think that I know why. Like, I have some people in my life who, like, talk a lot and I can't, like, I don't care. Like, I don't care about that story so much. Or, like, when somebody is making a story so extent, like, they're just like the sound of their voice. So that's why they're talking a lot. So I need to, let me see. I'm sorry, girl. I don't mean anything against you specifically. But I need to say that, okay, I personally don't like people that talk so much because it's like, do you not have any interest in the other person? I can't post that. I'm just gonna tell her. I don't think you should try to be mysterious. Like, don't pretend like you're something yet you're not, because like, let's imagine that you are super quiet on a date and you're like asking him all the questions and stuff like that, and then a month in you are constantly talking, and he's gonna be like, well, who's this girl? Like, I didn't start dating this chit chatter. I'm not saying it in a negative way. I'm just saying, like, if you are somebody you're not, if you're like changing your personality, and then like at some point your personality is gonna come out, I think you should just read the room and be self-aware and like don't give all of your cards to him so fast. Like, he needs to deserve it. Don't just serve yourself on a platter. Correct.
What?
This is weird. Boyfriend bought me a ring for Christmas, but gave it to me in November. Refuses to buy me a Christmas gift. Refuses to buy you a Christmas gift? What kind of games is he playing? So is he the Grinch? I don't I didn't see the continuous of your question, but like, there's so many. Oh, I love you guys. Makes me so happy when I see so many questions. I don't know why I'm saying that constantly. My boyfriend of 2 years. Okay, listen to this question. My boyfriend of 2 years says he's still not certain about us getting married. I'm 31, move on. Boyfriend of 2 years still isn't sure if he wants to be with you. I think you guys are not looking for the same things. I think that he is maybe still like considering other people, because why would he say something like that? I don't think this is your love story, girl. Like, I don't think you want to like from one day be old and talk to your grandkids about, your grandpa and I were like, we were not supposed to get married, and then I made him because like he didn't want to. He wasn't sure. Like, you want a guy who's gonna be positive about it. Okay, one final question. I think that's a good decision. Oh, my guy thinks opening the car door for a woman or me makes him a simp. Oh. This little boy is listening to too much Andrew Tate. I am gutted. I don't know if gutted is the right term, but like, I really felt secondhand embarrassment for him saying that. It's just like, girl, please, like, you deserve a man who's not gonna think that he's a simp if he opens the door for a woman. Like, this basic chivalry, basic manners, basic masculine traits. Like, just do something nice. And he thinks he's a simp. Oh. Is this really how we're gonna end it? I think so. This concludes today's What Would Coco Do episode. I think I need to make an episode and answer these top 10 What Would Coco Do questions once and for all, so I don't have to answer them anymore on my stories. And I love answering your questions every Friday. Sometimes I can't, just physically can't answer them if I'm like running around the whole day. And I prefer answer to answer them, like looking at the phone instead of just like typing it out. But anyway, thank you for listening to today's Bougie Best Friend episode, first episode of 2024. I wanted to thank you again for being here. And if you are enjoying my podcast, I would really appreciate a 5-star rating and a review. It helps the show grow. It is such a, like, that's the best thing you can do for the show. And like, share the episode with a friend and put it on your story when you're listening. Spread the word of the Bougie Bestie community. Leave a 5-star rating and a review, and you can subscribe, list wherever you are listening, like on Apple, on Spotify. Make sure that you are following the show or you are subscribed to the show. Thanks, guys, and I'll see you next week. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoy the episode. Be sure to subscribe to my podcast so you never miss out. I release new episodes every Monday. If you love Bougie Best Friend, please leave a 5-star rating and a review. Your support means the world, and it helps the show grow so I can keep on bringing more amazing guests. You can also follow me on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube at Coco Beauty, and you can find Bougie Best Friend on Apple, Spotify, and all other major podcasting platforms.